اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. May inshallah Allah Almighty grant everyone a blazing, healthy and long life, inshallah. So I really say that to all of you, may Allah accept all your prayers, your du'as. Inshallah, Allah Almighty grant us all with the reward of Jannah, inshallah. All right?
Yes.
So, Brother Minhal Hussain, salamu alaikum. Mahdi al Husseinan, salam.
Salam.
How are you?
Good.
Are you good?
Yes, I'm good.
How much good?
Good.
Nope. Too much good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How about Muhammad Hadi? Sayyid Muhammad Hadi. Are you good?
Naqabi. Yes, I'm good.
Okay, the answer of how are you is not Naqabi. Good. How about Muhammad Yahya?
Sayyid
Muhammad Yahya.
I'm good, thanks.
So, thank you so much for joining us. Inshallah, today we are going to continue our lessons also and trying to learn some new rules, some new tips on how to read and recite the Holy Quran. Welcome back, respected brothers and sisters. Thanks for joining us. Let's continue, inshallah, towards our topic, which was silent letters.
Yeah.
Letters which are written in the Quranic words but not pronounced. One of the letters was alif, which is silent, yes?
Yeah.
So dhahabu, when you see the plural verb for men, okay, plural form for male, not female, okay? Because for female it's not with this form. It is dhahaba, dhahaba, dhahabu. For males, dhahabat, dhahabata, dhahabna. Dhahabna is for ladies.
Yeah.
But dhahabu, so here, after waw, in the Quran Kareem, and also everywhere in the books, okay, there is an alif written.
Yeah,
dhahabu. After that waw, the plural waw, there is one alif. It becomes like this. Dhahabu alif.
Yeah, can I say what? It's like for
Zahabu.
Long, a bit long, long.
Yes.
Make it longer instead of adding it.
No.
Because
no.
Yeah, if you add the alif maksura, that will be saken.
No.
Add alif to be not.
If we want to prolong the sound, the waw tells us to prolong the sound, not the alif. Okay, alif is here written, but it's silent. Why? What is the reason for the alif? For the existence of alif here, Mahdi? It is just for this, not to like make mistake for between the waw of the plural form and the waw in another verbs, and another, I mean, words. It's just for this, okay? Some scholars say, okay, that this alif is just for beauty. Yeah, okay? So like if it's written dhahabu without alif, it doesn't
but
look well,
right.
Okay? It doesn't look fashionable. So if it is alif there,
very dumb.
It looks more fashionable.
Right,
so now,
are we done?
So, dhahabu. So remember that three cases we learned, alhamdulillah, today. The first case was when waw or ya or alif, any of them, is the seat or chair for the letter hamza. So in this case, you do not pronounce the letter alif, waw or ya. You pronounce the letter hamza. Either it's with kasra, fatha, or dhamma. All right, minhal?
Yeah, minhal.
Okay. So the next case, the second case was when ya or waw becomes an alif maddi. Yes? The wa sound or the ya sound will be changed to? And you can understand this well by looking at on the top of the waw or ya, you will see a dagger aleph, a small baby aleph.
Right here.
Still like the word salat, zakat,
sawa, zakawat,
or Musa, Isa. Okay?
Not Yahya.
Okay. Yahya as well. Yahya.
Yahya means live.
Yeah.
So, Minhal Hussein as well.
Hussein.
Yes, Minhal Hussein?
But not me, I have no idea.
Mahdi.
Mahdi.
Hada.
Hadi.
Hada.
Okay. And the third case was with the plural wall. The plural wall. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغار حراء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Are you ready to go and recite some verses of the Holy Quran?
Yes, I'm ready.
First, group by group.
Let's recite a salawat then.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Okay, let's make our Imam happy. Imam Ali alayhi salam and also Imam Mahdi anjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif with a salawat.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahu. Okay, respected brothers and sisters, we are on page 10 of the Holy Quran, ayah 62 of Suratul Baqarah. Inna alladhina amanu.
So can I start, please?
Let's do it with the same.
Sir, can I start with the first ayah?
No.
Let's recite some ayahs together.
No, sir.
No, not together.
I mean, repeat after me.
Their own ayah.
No. Group by group.
Repeat after me some ayahs.
No, group by group.
So just one ayah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. But if you recite after me, you will get more reward.
No.
Yes, yeah,
we're doing group
we
by
will
group.
Learn.
Yes, we are doing group by group.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Apply the rules. The things we have learned, apply them. أعوذ no أعوذ. Nothing is always on here. أعوذ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
If you do not recite correctly, I will not give you the chance to read.
Okay.
No, we will chance. So
we want to read ayah by ayah. We want to read ayah by ayah. Like each person their own ayah to read.
The first ayah?
No, sir,
I want to read.
Sir, group by group, sir.
Come on, don't waste the time. Our brothers are waiting there.
Okay, do it. Read.
Group by group, not one by one.
Come on, read. Recite it. Correctly.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا والذين حدوا والنصارى والسبيعين من أمن بالله يوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
My turn.
After, inshallah, after the class, you should go and meet the doctor, okay?
Yes, he should fix his...
You gotta fix your throat.
Yeah.
Either you change your throat, okay?
It's Sabi. What is it, Sabi? Read it.
This Ayn and Ha, Hamza and Ha are very, very important. And
so he said, what was Sabi Ayn?
And also he said, Amanu.
Amanu.
Hadu.
So can I read, sir?
Okay, my turn, sir. My turn.
Thank you so much. No, just let's go and find examples and apply the rules. Inna alladhina... آمنوا نو واو 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 plural واو هذه plural واو after plural واو there is one ألف if you see on the top of ألف we have a sign there is a sign on the top of ألف
no
a circle
no
don't you see it Minhara say
no
آمنوا on the top of ألف
no
oh yeah I see
sir no
there is a circle maybe in your Quran it's not
sir can we just read sure can we just please read
Sir, let him read Ayah number 66.
Shortcut.
No, it doesn't.
Only not to hear.
In this case, you just skip.
Quran is shortcut.
In this case, you just skip that Aleph, okay? And you do not read it. But you prolong the sound of U. Okay? Amanu. But remember, okay, if there is after this Waw and this Aleph, if we have Alif Lam, Alif and La, how do you read it? If it was not, if it was like this, Alladhina Amanul.
Amanul.
Amanul. You do not prolong the sound of U, yes? We learned this. Alif Maddi, Waw Maddi, Yai Maddi, plus Alif Lam, you skip that mad, yes?
Yeah. Alam.
Okay. Wal Nasara, Ya is pronounced Sabi'ina, E. The chair for Hamza, it's pronounced as Hamza. من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Next one.
Mahdi.
Yeah.
Recite please the next ayah.
وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة.
That's what is that?
What?
خذوا a little slower. Slower, I'm saying.
Slower. Oh. Wait, slower. You also. Okay.
It's month of Ramadan, okay?
وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور طور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون
الله ما شاء الله أحسن Thank you so much فوقكم الطور نو Join that meme فوقكم الطور
Yeah,
thank you so much, Mahdi. That was very good. That was very Ataynakum. Not Ataynakum, no, okay? Ataynakum.
So now my turn.
My turn.
He reads Hadi, page 3. The next ayah.
And then he reads.
Listen to Hadi, Mr. Mahdi, listen to Hadi.
Min ba'di zalik. فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ
Read properly, please.
You gotta meet the doctor after class as well.
Yeah, Why? Read properly.
Fix the articulation of the letter
ذَال. Can we read both together?
Why do you say ذَلِكَ every
yeah,
time?
Yeah, not ذَلِكَ. Okay. ذَلِكَ.
ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُم مِّن بَأْدِ
Allah.
I'm saying, why are you saying Zalika? He's repeating this.
Again.
Persian is different with Arabic, the pronunciations.
Yeah.
So you're already reading Arabic Quran, okay? In Persian style.
Okay, see, we'll see.
We talked about all the pronunciations. Come on.
ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين.
Thank you so much, Muhammad Yahya. Should we recite a salawat for you?
Sounding
start.
ولقد علمتم الذي
علمتم الذي
His name is Hadi. He is not the guide, okay? The exact guide. Look, he misled you. علمتم الذي
Miss?
He didn't guide you.
علم
Okay, his name is just guide, okay? But he cannot guide. ولقد
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدُوا
مِنْكُمْ
فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِرِينَ.
So, thank you so much.
Yes.
We will inshallah continue our topic and recitation. Okay. But before we go, let's recite a salawat inshallah and then.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
farajhum wa rajhum.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان